This is the Skank Skanks Podcast.
We're not funny.
I used to be hot.
With your hosts,
Hanwich.
Lewis is one hell of a guy. He's the guy you let in your vagina or your butt or mouth. Lewis gets all three.
And man hands.
I feel like he's some supernatural being that came from another planet that just understands humor better.
The Skank Skanks Podcast. Totally obsessed with Lewis.
Lewis J. Gomez.
We're gonna fuck Lewis J. Gomez. You will see our boobs.
Skanks.
Welcome, everybody, to Skank Skanks Podcast. I'm Hanwich. God damn it. I almost got it. I was looking directly in your eyes.
I don't know what happened. I think we made eye contact. And it was... I can't wait. It wasn't really eye contact because we're like looking to the side, but I knew you were looking at me and I was looking at you.
How dare we do that on this podcast? Don't fucking look at me. Okay, guys, listen. We're a mess, okay? I don't know what's wrong, but it is. We can't stop crying.
Hannah's sleepy.
I'm so tired, and I don't know why.
I'm sorry, you guys. This is my fault.
Nothing happened.
I know.
I'm gonna fucking puke. Oh my god. Anyways, hi.
We had an episode called Hammered Hannah. Maybe this should be High Hands.
Maybe. There you go. Let's write it down already.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Did you write down what the time it is?
No! Oh my god! I love you.
Why is my sleepy brain working more professionally than my normal brain?
How long have we been laughing? Like 5 minutes?
14 and a half. No, maybe 3.6.
Okay, well.
4.
Okay, I get it. Thank you.
Oh, okay, so. Eventually, we're going to talk about episode 437. No, it isn't. 537.
Just read it.
It's in my hole, in my desk, in the slit.
Slit was not any better than hole.
I know. I don't know what it's called, this
Stop
pocket.
Yelling.
I'm sorry. Anyways, I could see it. 537 and 538 of Legion of Skanks.
The first one was called Hot Pies.
Hot Pies. Hot.
Hot Pies.
Oh yeah, you have to do the
Hot Pies.
God. He's, you know, He's got a brain on him. I was going to say he's so fucking stupid, but I tried to turn it around to something nice.
He's got a lot of ideas.
Yes, he does. Some, anyways.
Sorry.
No, I was anyways to myself.
I Ew, said what? That weird. I was like, sorry.
I didn't even hear it like that until the second time. Oh my gosh. So they start out just fucking bitching about the people who bitch about the Zooms. And I want to know, who's still bitching about the Zooms? Because is it us?
I hope not. I don't think we've been bitching, but I haven't seen it a lot lately.
What haven't you seen?
The bitching!
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Oh my god. Yeah, anyway. Dave is so famous. Oh no, wait. There was something else before Dave's fame. Whenever they were bitching.
Yes.
Louis J. Gomez said, why don't you just go watch fucking Cumtown or something?
And go I wrote that. Fucking watch Cumtown, assholes.
And I wrote down that that was directly at you.
And I wanted to say, I would love to watch Cumtown.
We can't. That's why I'm not a Cumtown come boy. What are you guys?
Come boys.
Okay.
It's audio only. Lewis.
Yeah. Gomez.
I wish he had a longer name than Lewis, like for when I'm frustrated with him. Louisa?
You could.
What's longer than, like, how would you make Lewis into a longer name? Louisito?
Louisito. I was trying to think of, like, Spanish names, Hispanic names, and I can't. A lot of the ones I know, they all have relatively the same names. And they're all pretty short.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm sorry, Louis, we tried.
No, I'm saying sorry to you for bringing up such a weird thing to talk about.
Anyways, Dave is so famous.
So famous.
And then, but whenever he said Famous Dave, Jay brought up the restaurant Famous Dave's.
Mm-hmm.
And I fucking love Famous Dave's. Have you ever been to a Famous Dave's?
Surely I don't think not. I've ever even seen one.
Oh my god, there's one here. Or there might be more than one, but I've been to one here. And that's the kind of barbecue sauce that I buy from the grocery store is Famous Dave's. It's my fucking favorite. I buy the spicy one. Mmm. So yummy.
Sorry.
Just in case you're wondering what kind of barbecue sauce I like, it's Famous Dave's.
And by the way, if I ever say sorry on these free episodes, I'm saying it to you. people.
Yeah, fuck the people. Just kidding. No, wait, we're mean to them here, aren't we?
I don't know.
But Dave is so famous because he was on Rogan, and Rogan popped off some controversial things, and Dave just happened to be there.
I guess so. I didn't watch it or listen to it. Is there a video still since it's on Spotify?
I don't know. Surely one of these losers likes Joe Rogan. They'll know.
Oh, I saw a picture of Dave on it or something. Maybe I didn't. It's one of those two.
I definitely saw a picture of it. I feel like I saw a video of it, of him talking about it.
Okay, so then there probably is video, I guess.
Where? Can you do video
Spotify? Do music videos and stuff?
I don't know. I don't use Spotify.
I don't use it either. I have it, but I don't use it.
I don't even have it.
It's stupid. Then they were talking about famous people or places with their names. Mm-hmm. Big J and Lewis.
Yeah.
And Big
Did you just say bitch Duke?
I think I was gonna call him Big Sean. It was Big Sh.
I want to puke. What the fuck?
So Big J said that he knows for a fact there is Big J the trumpet player.
Who is that?
What? It doesn't seem very famous.
Who's famous for playing the trumpet? I don't know a single one.
I was gonna say the little trumpet boy.
That's not right.
Nana, you gotta stop. I can't stop if you're not stopping. But hey guys, there's also a Big J's pizzeria.
Do you know that here? No, why would you know? But here, God damn it. I can't see straight because my eyes are so crying. My notebook fell. I ripped an ear head out.
Also, did you say your ears or your ears? Did you say that your eyes are so crying?
My tears are running down my face right now.
Did you say your ears are so crying?
I don't know what the fuck I said. God damn it. I have actual tears running down my face.
Screw your makeup.
I just dropped my glasses.
Oh, not your glasses.
Okay. Where were we? Right in the beginning.
There's a Big J's pizzeria. There's also a Casa Luis.
Here, there's a wing place called Buffalooey's. I didn't know if that would count for Lewis. It's very good.
Maybe. Then they were just talking about Lewis's business ideas, like always brunch.
I liked the other name that he said better, Bunch of Brunch. I liked that better.
I liked when Jay said straight brunchin'. I don't know why. Only straight people are allowed. There's a Sloppy Joe cart.
Yeah, the Sloppy Joe, and he said a Sloppy Lou, and there was actually, that already exists, or at least it did.
Yeah, it was Sloppy Louise, though. Louise, but Louie.
Mm-hmm. But it was seafood, which...
It's not...
I don't want my seafood... Well, I don't like seafood, but if I did, I probably wouldn't want it sloppy.
I swear to God, I was like, whoa, someone had a Sloppy Joe restaurant?
That'd be kind of cool.
Because I was like, why else would you call it sloppy? That doesn't sound good.
No. Not at all.
Like, when you don't like food, you're like, what is this slop?
Exactly. Maybe it's because it was... When did they say that at least that picture was...
I don't know, but the thing that they read said something about between the years of, like, what was it, like in the 40s or 30s? I don't know. It was a while into, like, the 80s or something.
Mm-hmm.
that the place existed.
Oh, never mind. I was thinking maybe like maybe it was a Navy guy. He just got out of the Navy and he wanted to start his own fish restaurant, seafood restaurant. Because he was a chef in the Navy on the ships.
Why couldn't that be true if it was started in like the 40s?
Well, in my head, I was thinking, trying to think of like he just got back from the war. But I also don't know when any wars were, so.
Oh, a pretty big one ended in the 40s.
There you go.
So maybe you're right. But then again, don't know if that's the correct years that they gave us.
True. Maybe not.
Who knows?
Who cares? That wasn't shitty to you. That was just I know. In general. Oh, God. So.
But then Lewis gets into the hot.
Hot pies.
Hot pies. Hot. He says his H is so.
Phlegmy?
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Sorry, that was aggressive. Yeah, so hot pies. My note says hot pies, and then parentheses, hand motion. Because really? It was important, yes.
I had a question, because yes. I was listening to this, I saw the title of it, of this episode, was hot pies. I saw people tweeting about hot pies. I didn't watch this episode until last night, Monday night. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I cannot wait to find out what this hot pies thing is all about. And when I found out that it was actually about hot pies, I was really disappointed. And then I was sitting there listening to Lewis talking about this hot pies place where he sells pot pies. And I was just the whole time thinking, like, isn't hot pie like a term for a big pile of shit or something? Like, isn't that a thing for shit? Am I maybe. Crazy?
You know, you might be right, actually.
Because I was, like, pretty grossed out thinking of shit the whole time that he's talking about these hot pies.
Yeah, yeah, you might be right. He's selling shit in out of his restaurant. Just steaming cow shits. I don't know why they're cows, but.
No, there's cows. Pigs. Chickens.
Turkeys.
Turkey sometimes.
Sometimes.
And veggie shit.
I know, I was like, what, grass clippings?
Oxygen?
What kind of shit would a vegetarian eat? I wasn't actually asking anyone.
Shit is not vegan, definitely.
No. It could be vegetarian still though. That could just be any animal shit, right?
Well, any herbivores shit would be vegetarian.
There you go. We solved right? it. Yes.
Yeah.
So, the hot pies, they're described as pot pies, but hot. And then, also, of course, like you said, all the meat ones, and then, of course, the veggie. And he said, but also some, like, sweet pies, like a sweet potato pie, and sometimes maybe apple pie, but hot. That's what Lewis is selling. I think he would do better if he just sold, like, fruit pies. That's a lie. I think probably, like, if he did, like, Hot Pocket, like, the hand ones he was talking about. Like, the take-alongs.
I'll hand your hot pie. Ooh. There was something that was going to come after the But I don't remember now.
We're struggling.
Who eats pot pies? Do you eat pot pie?
No, I have not had a pot pie in... I have no idea. Maybe when I was a kid.
Me too.
I don't know. No.
Lewis must have been lying about all the comments in the chat. Did we say that on the podcast?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I think that was when we were still talking shit before we started recording. So we could say all the things that we didn't want to say on the podcast.
Oh. Sorry.
You mean you could call him Liar J. Gomez if you wanted to?
I was just joking, though, because... What are the odds that all of those people were like, hell yeah, pot pies rule? Like, yeah, I would totally go to a pot pie restaurant.
But also, they are all drug addicts. And pot pie seems like a thing that drug addicts would enjoy. Easy. Especially if you just get like a box one, not like make one. Or just go to Lewis's store and buy one.
But this is like a sit-down restaurant, right?
Is it?
Or is it just like you order it and then go pick it up?
I'm pretty sure he said this was like a walk-up-to thing.
Oh, really?
Unless
I was like, who goes to a restaurant that only serves pot pies?
Who goes to a restaurant that only serves one thing?
No one. Why did I think it was a...
Because we're dumb here.
Yeah. True. Sorry.
Alex supposedly suggested putting, not you, Alex. Alex Scarlato.
No, I wasn't invited.
We are no longer invited. It's fine. But I guess she suggested that there's actual pot, like marijuana pot, in the pot pies. And Lewis called her a drug addict. But that was where I was questioning, did Alex actually say that or did Lewis just say that to try to... Because he explained later during this sometime about how what he was going to do is... talk about this restaurant like it already existed to try to see what Jay and Dave would say about it before they knew it was his idea. So. There was more.
I don't know if you finished that thought, but I don't know.
Hi.
I swear I was listening, but I have no idea if that was a full...
I don't statement. Think so. I don't think it was even one actual complete sentence.
Okay.
Are we going to have to redo this?
No.
This is the good one. Fuck them.
Lewis said, like, something about he could call it Wawa's Hot Pies, and what are they gonna do about it? And Jay said he's gonna blow the whistle on him.
Fucking snitch and ask Jay. He said he would choose Wawa over Lewis every time. I don't know. I added the every time part, but at least in the pot pie department. Does Wawa have pot pies? Or I guess just the gobbler.
Just the sandwich, I think.
So Lewis is looking for investors in his business. I was going to say restaurant, but I don't think it's... Is it a restaurant if it's not like a sit-down, like you go in?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Words are too hard.
Mm-hmm.
So he's looking for investors. And so far, I think Bobby Hutch is his only.
Mm-hmm. He's all in.
He is. And yeah. His girlfriend even has secrets for the crust.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Lewis said, fuck it. And he does want to open a comedy club now again.
So.
Oh, it's little. There's a spider.
Yikes.
I just saw something moving.
Don't like that.
So, Lewis and Bobby are going to open a comedy club together. And Jay said, why don't you just sell the hot pies in the comedy club? Which makes so much sense. Like, you could do the pot pies and the sloppy joes there.
What a strange combination of foods. Would you like a, it's not even like a, what can I get for you today? It's, would you like a pot pie or a sloppy dough?
They can have more foods.
No, only those two. And then the vegetarian version of each one.
And fries.
Ugh, you have to have fries.
Yeah. You sure do.
But that's such a ridiculous thing to eat at a comedy club. Like, you're watching a show and you're over here poking holes in your pot pie because it's too fucking hot. You can't even eat it until the show's over.
Yeah, but doesn't the stand have, like, a whole duck you can get?
That's, yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. You can serve whatever you want in a comedy club.
Apparently. But Bobby wanted to name the new comedy club Chuckle Hutch, and I thought that was such a cute, stupid name.
It was. It reminded me of Bobby's Hobbies.
Bobby's Hobbies. All the good old days. A couple months ago. Oh, so Lewis was asking everybody what kind of businesses. First of all, he scolded them for not having more ideas.
he said like basically they don't have any ideas ever.
Any.
Oh, that's how, what I wrote for when Jay said why don't you just sell the hot pies at the comedy club. I wrote that it was a quote from Jay, the idealist, because he had such a great idea right after Lewis said that he doesn't have any. But, yeah.
So Lewis said that he wanted to hear everybody's business ideas, because I know you've had some recently, which... I don't know if Lewis thinks that everybody just thinks like, oh, you know what a good business might be? All the time. But I almost never think about that.
Me either.
And I don't know that Jay answered, but Lewis answered for him. And he said that Jay would have a business that was just bathrooms, but made entirely of windows.
Honestly, that's disgusting, but it does sound very Jay-like.
Yeah. I agree. Very strange and invasive and weird. Mom? Can we pause? My hair stuck to me somewhere. What were we saying?
I actually marked down what we were last talking about because I knew I wouldn't forget, or I wouldn't remember. We were talking, the last thing we said was about the bathroom with the window made out of windows.
Yeah, gross.
Jay, if you had anything more about the bathroom and the windows.
No, I do not.
Okay. Jay brought up the picture with the squares everywhere.
Yeah.
All the squares.
Yeah.
And how this lady was saying there were 16 circles or whatever. Mm-hmm. Did you see them right away?
No, I didn't see them until Bobby, I think, pointed them out.
Me too.
I think my eyes have gotten worse as I've gotten older, because I was looking at, like, the one that you sent me. I still don't know what that was. I could see something, but I couldn't see what it was.
Oh my god, I love those, because they brought, Because that was just an illusion. Like, you mm-hmm. don't, it's not like the magic eye pictures, but they said it was like that. And then they made Bobby bring one up and no one could see it. So, and I couldn't see it. It was driving me crazy. I was like, that's not a real one. So then I got distracted and I went and Googled them and I was like, what the hell? Because none of them were working. And I was like, I've lost it. I've lost my ability to do these. And then all of a sudden one worked and I was like, yes. And then I spent at least an hour doing magic eye things and I gave myself a headache. Broke my eyes.
I looked at the one you sent me and then you put some on your story, I think, didn't you? And I tried, but I couldn't do it.
One of them, I said this one's really rapey because, like, the pattern
I saw where it said no.
It had no's everywhere. But then when you, like, see the 3D image in it, it's just a giant word. It says yes with an exclamation point. So the no's, like, make a yes.
No means yes. That's kind of weird. Yeah, I guess I can't do them anymore. My eyes are going.
I thought, like, everyone could do them.
I probably could if I tried harder. Maybe. I'm so tired. My eyes are so tired.
I was telling my husband about it, and he was like, there's not a picture in there, because he's looking at my phone. I, like, held it up. I'm like, yes, there is, like... And he's like, ugh, those things hurt my eyes or something. He's like, I never was able to do those. He's like, what is wrong with you people?
You people.
I think, if I'm understanding my notes correctly, Bobby said that he was going to go, like, find a better one. And I think that was when Lewis said, let's do our plugs or something.
Okay.
And I just had a couple little notes from the plugs. Okay. Because
what do you got?
Lewis said, I'm pretty sure he said, check out all my other pods on the network. It just amused me because I like when people fuck up.
Talking. We're here to point out all their flaws.
Yes. And then Lewis was just getting, like, he was talking about how they have been doing copyright strikes on people who pirate their videos or whatever.
Yes.
And he was kind of, like, worked up about it. So then when Jay was like, can I go second? It just cracked me up how he started it.
Listen up, motherfuckers.
He said, listen up, you fucks. First things first. Don't pirate my shit, dick nose.
Dick nose, that's what it was. Oh, my God. I love whenever Jay's violent.
Yeah, to in order to make fun of Lewis.
Yes.
Or in whatever, you know what I mean?
My next thing is they went back to talking about Joe Rogan again.
Yeah.
And Dave kept calling him Joey. Because they're best friends now. And he was saying that he specifically asked Joe Rogan not to have Legion of Skanks back on. And Lewis said that he was going to start a podcast war with Joe Rogan. Or the Joe Rogan Experience, I guess.
Yeah.
They were just talking about how, like, whenever... Like, when Jay went on, at least, I know one of the times when Jay went on by himself, Joe Rogan did. Like, every joke that Jay made, Joe would be like, what does that mean?
He, like, does that to everyone.
You're supposed to be a comedian, Mr. Rogan.
It's so frustrating. So. I was going to say, I don't even know why you would want to go on the show, but... Obviously, because it's a big audience, but...
Yeah.
Joe Rogan sucks. you guys.
I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't understand what it is that it men specifically love about Joe Rogan.
They're all gay.
It's so gay.
They just think that he's a big manly man, so they want to fuck him and be like him.
Is he, though? He's tiny. I mean, I'm sure he's strong. I mean, no, he's strong.
Fat.
Yeah.
But, so that's the big part. He's a chunker. He hunts. I don't know. Family.
I don't know. Joe Rogan fucking sucks. We're not fans here if you didn't know.
Lewis said he was going to change his name to Joe Rogan because he was going to call his restaurant Joe Rogan's.
And only sell elk meat.
All elk meat all day.
Everything was killed by Joe Rogan himself. But was it the actual Joe Rogan or Lewis J. Joe Rogan? Or Lewis Joe Rogan Gomez?
Do you think that Lewis can kill something?
No.
Though?
I don't.
No, I don't think so either. Not on purpose.
Yeah, not on purpose. If he might, like, accidentally hit something, a wild animal with his car or something.
Yeah.
But.
Or accidentally step on a bug.
How dare he. The fuck is happening at my house?
I don't know. That's crazy.
I don't care.
Do you have anything more about the Joe Rogan stuff?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
You didn't seem very sure.
I saw the area of where the Joe Rogan stuff was, but I wasn't sure if that was the last thing. But yes, it was. My next thing was that Lewis was talking about that he wanted to go to the Comedy Store when he's in LA and fucking write his name.
Paint
his name. Yes. Paint his name on the wall of comedians or whatever. And they're all like, that is a felony. You're going to go to jail. And he's like, oh, it's just a ticket. Why would that just be a ticket?
For writing on a wall?
Yeah. Because it's vandalism, and that's not allowed.
Seems like it is.
I know, it seems like it. If you get caught, I think that's the problem. Is as long as you just, if you just do it sneakily enough, and you don't get caught. But also, you're writing your name, so.
Yeah.
Just write someone else's name.
Why would he want to write someone else's name?
So. I don't know. This is a lose-lose for everyone. Every way, every time.
I don't... Well, I feel like since... If he's talking about... Because I thought he was talking about, like, outside the building. If he's talking about the... Like, if there... If... I've heard them talk about this wall, and I always assumed it was inside the building.
Yeah.
So if they're if he's talking about that wall with all the other comedians' names on it, if he painted his, he said really big too. So he'd be like painting over the other people's names.
Yeah.
And maybe it would, maybe like the place could argue about like sentimental value to it or something.
Yeah.
And then that would bring like, because they were saying it's a felony if it's over $1,000 worth of damage.
Yeah. And that would hike up the price.
Yeah.
Oh, but Jay was like, well, the only way to find out is to do it.
That's when Lewis, remember I said I had something that I wanted you to hear because I couldn't hear what Lewis said?
Yeah.
So they were talking about this and how they thought he would go to jail, and he was saying it would be a ticket, and he said some type of ticket, but I couldn't hear what, like I still to, right to this day, I still don't know what he said. Bobby. I don't know if, now I'm thinking about it, I don't know if I can share this, like, just the sound of it. because I don't want to share the video.
I wonder if you just play it on your computer if I can hear it.
Yeah, but I don't see a way to share the sound without sharing the video. Here. Oh, I figured it out. Okay. Sneaky hands. So I want you to hear this because I can't understand what he's saying. Share sound. Okay, there, no video.
I know people have gotten arrested for
may,
that.
You may get arrested. They may let you off with a disappearance ticket.
What did he say? Dick's appearance ticket? What was that? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
They may let you off with a Dick's appearance ticket?
It's not like he said Dex'd appearance, but I still don't know what that is.
I don't know. Maybe that's a word.
Maybe. Dex'd appearance.
Dick's appearance. Oh, no. Sorry.
What is going on over there? Dex'd appearance. Dex'd appearance. Next appearance.
I swear he said Dick's appearance. I'm gonna Google Dick's appearance and see if Dick's appearance.
That should be like a real ticket. Legal term.
No, it's nothing.
God damn it,
Gomez. What did he say?
I don't know what that was. Yeah, I don't know what that was. So maybe you can get away with it if you just show your dick real quick to the court. But he was saying that he was he's actually too scared to do that, but he could probably be talked into doing it. So nobody do that. Don't talk him into it.
I have a note that says Lewis is terrified of elbows.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to get cracked in the face right before Skankfest.
Yeah.
And be all fucking ugly and gross for Skankfest. Broken open. They said they were going to have another contest or whatever of the richest skank fans.
But it turned into the most ballin' fan.
Yeah.
So you don't actually have to be rich. You just have to have cool things.
I got cool stuff.
Me too.
I don't actually have anything that's cool.
I was kind of amusing myself imagining me like trying to act like I'm ballin', like they want a video, like I can take a video of like my van and I like double press the button on my key fob and the door slides open.
Ooh, oh shit. Fucking balling out of control over there. I think this one could be kind of interesting to see these, because you know so many of these fucking stupid ass skank fans are just like D. Whatever happened to that guy?
I don't know. I think he just tried to use everyone to
yeah
clout. Known. Get known.
Yeah, makes sense.
I don't know. Could be interesting if anyone actually does it.
Yeah. We'll see, I guess. Next, for me, I had the Who's Most Justified. Do you have anything before that?
No.
So this version, this segment version of Who's Most Justified is Who's Most Justified Hitting a Man, female version. I don't know why they added the female version, because
maybe it could be a man hitting a man.
Maybe, but
I don't know. What were the videos?
The first one was the really, really short one that was in the, like, fast food place. It was, like, the fat girl who I think everybody was drunk. And she just, like, pushes the guy, really. She didn't really even hit him, I don't think.
Like, the one that pushes the guy multiple times?
Yeah.
What was the video with the guy yelling in the fat lady's face to stop eating and he wouldn't be broke? Was that one of the videos?
That was the second one, yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It was the one inside the fast food place, that one, where you're talking, where the, the guy.
There were actually two fights going on in that video.
There's another fight?
Yeah. There's another guy and girl fighting each other, like, in the background.
I didn't even notice that. Wow.
Because I think that's what they were referring to when someone said that they were all drunk, instead of saying, like, both of them are drunk.
Oh, and the one with the fast food place? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, like, they were all at the whole... I thought you were talking about the other one.
Oh.
But yeah, I think they were all fighting in there. I don't know what was happening. And there's no explanation or anything. Not that there usually is, but that video was so short. It was just, boom. It's just fucking this lady throwing a man. Not really
throwing
him. It looked
like her clothes were all torn.
And she only had one shoe on.
Like, had she already been fighting multiple? Like, was she fighting a chick and then that was, like, her husband boyfriend or something?
Yeah, probably. That makes sense.
Because that does seem like some chick shit to, like, rip your clothes off.
Yeah. Or maybe he was trying to rape her.
Maybe.
In the McDonald's, and he was trying to rip her clothes off.
Right there in the whole room.
Yeah, in front of everyone.
Yeah.
Didn't give a fuck.
Okay.
Yeah, then the second one.
Oh, that was the one Lewis called the girl a little stocky, fat fucking spark plug.
Yes.
What?
What was it?
A little stocky, fat fucking spark plug.
That is fucking ridiculous. But then the second one was this, it was like, I'm assuming a couple walking just out in the world. And the guy's just, like, getting in her face, screaming at her and talking. I'm assuming she called him broke or something. And he's, like, talking about, if you would quit eating, then I wouldn't be so broke. And they all made the point of, well, if you're broke because of food, you're probably not that rich to begin with.
I mean, McDonald's has raised their prices lately, I think.
Oh,
it is pretty pricey now.
Well, but so then she just shoves him and his ass goes just straight down.
He falls on his face.
It was like he didn't even try to catch himself.
Well, he was shoved from behind.
Very fast and hard.
Yeah.
So fast and hard. And yeah, my nose shoved his ass down. She fucking got him. And then the last one was the girl in the school who just hit the guy with the brick, and they're all laughing because the white teacher was like, she's got a brick.
Security, she's got a brick. And he was, like, hiding in the corner. Like,
I like how he didn't even, like, say her name or anything. He just said, security, she. Like, she was already clearly a problem.
Yeah, he was probably already, like...
already on the phone with her.
Reporting that situation.
Probably. And then, but whenever they played it, so the girl hits the guy in the back of the head with a brick. And Jay was like, what is that? Is that a brick? And Lewis was like, well, we know it's not a book. Oh, Lewis.
You love him.
I did one time.
Was it magical?
No.
Oh, okay. That was the last thing that I had for that
Me too.
Episode. Okay. So, 538.
Also, are we counting the N-words in these episodes? Because I wrote it down, but I didn't know if we were saying it.
Well, I forgot that you had mentioned that. So, I have not been counting shit.
Okay, my next question is, and you might have asked me this question already, but I don't know. We are counting, while we're counting all the N-words, if you don't know what we're talking about, head on over to the Patreon.
Patreon.com/skinkskinkspod.
You can do it for a dollar.
A dollar. $1 a month. You get 4 episodes.
Wow.
4 extra episodes.
Where we're starting at episode 1 and going all the way up. Anyways, so we are counting when anybody says it, right? Or is it just whenever, like, the Legion of Skanks says it? Because we counted when Crankshaft, I know that's not his name.
That's his nickname now. Yeah, we counted his, so I
okay,
assume.
So does that mean when Jamar's on and he says it, we're counting when he says it too? That's my real question.
Well, it wouldn't be very inclusive if we didn't include his.
Okay, I wrote him down. I'm just checking.
Okay.
So that one had the 537. If anybody cares, there was 3. To my recollection.
Well, don't give the free people all the numbers and data. Guys, you got to come to Patreon if you want data.
If you want to know how many we have all together in 16 episodes, go check out the Patreon. Da, 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 da. That's the Patreon song. So, next, 538. When I did my notes, it didn't have a name. Did yours?
No, it didn't for me either. But the guests were Jamar Neighbors and Ian Fighting.
I did write down a suggestion if it doesn't have a name. I feel like it should be called something along the lines of Match That Pussy, because they said it so many times.
Yeah. Oh, that was great.
So, this one, they are back at the stand, and I'm guessing that's downstairs at the stand?
Yeah, looks like it.
I wonder if I know they're probably sick of doing, like, outdoor things because they kind of had to, like, during the lockdown this whole year. But I wonder if they're going to go back outside, because I feel like if they were outside, that might help the problem Lewis was having for this entire episode.
Yeah. But they had to do it outside, they had, like, the extra, like, shit built and, like, had the seating, like, through the sidewalk and
okay. I didn't
like
know
if things are open up, it would probably be pretty rude to do that. I don't know.
Makes sense. That does make more sense.
Plus, then Jay can't bring, like, all the gay porn because they can't play that on. They did play something on the street before, didn't they?
They played a lot of things on the street. They're naughty boys.
When they occasionally had, like, babies walking past, like, families with children.
Okay, yeah, maybe don't go back outside, actually. Mm-hmm. Right in the beginning, Jay mentions that his daughter is going to be coming to the show, which to me is strange, but also, I mean, whatever. It's not like she clearly knows about the show.
Mm-hmm.
And she is 18, so whatever. But I wrote it down because whenever he said that she was coming, I think it was Lewis, maybe? He was like, why? Because Jamar's here?
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. Oh, and then whenever, I don't know if this was right after she got there or if she wasn't there yet or what, but Lewis was talking about that now that she's 18, he's gonna make her smoke weed with him. And he would also beat Jay up while doing it. Jay's response was that he was gonna drive to Lewis's house and teach James how to kiss. Which is just so silly to me.
I don't know. I thought it was funny when Dave was saying he feels weird with her being there because he was present in her life.
Yeah.
And then Lewis said he was a present in her life.
Oh, God.
Cracked me up. Lewis's son called him a pussy.
Yeah, I guess they were playing a game or something, and Lewis said something to James, and he was like, make me pussy. Or not, is that not what it was?
No. They were playing basketball. Yes. They were playing horse.
Yes.
And James made a shot or whatever and said, match that pussy, like you just said should be the title.
Did you? I just, as soon as you started saying the story, I was like,
yep.
Oh my God. Match me, pussy.
Match that pussy. Match
that pussy.
Hannah.
My brain is broken. More than usual. That was a real problem. I don't know what it is, but it is.
I don't know.
Do you want to do this anymore? Fine.
I do, but I'm looking at my notes and like, I don't know if I even have anything to say about that shit. And then I was taking too long to read it, so I was hoping you had something that you figured out.
I was going to say, my next thing really was about Lewis was just upset about the cigarettes that were happening around him, which is understandable. If you're not a smoker and cigarette smoke is just being blown into your face from both directions, that is especially inside, that is fucking irritating.
I don't even like walking near someone who smokes, like out in the public.
Yeah.
Outside. Yeah. It smells horrific.
And, yes, I agree. But they pointed it out later because it comes up multiple times. But Lewis never really like says anything to Jay when there's cigarettes or whenever Shane was smoking a cigarette a couple weeks ago or last week or whenever. But Lewis did say, like, they also don't blow it directly into my face. But then Jay, at some point in this fucking episode, was like, oh, you wouldn't do that to Shane if he was here. And was like, just trying to get Lewis all fucking worked up over this. And he's like, what do you really think? You think I'm going to fight these fucking guys? Or you think I'm afraid of these guys or something?
So Jay is still stirring up shit from episode one till now.
Instigator.
I didn't think that. I thought that Lewis was complaining about the smoke that was coming off of the cigarette, not that Ian was blowing it in his face.
Yeah, more that than really than he, because I don't think Ian was blowing it in his face, but it was probably that it, the just what was coming off of the cigarette itself. Go ahead.
Then someone is saying that they need to, how did they say it? They need to stall? or something. Stretch. They need to stretch. And Lewis just starts freaking out. Did our stream drop? I will fucking kill you.
Which, when I watched it live, I don't think you didn't watch this live, did you?
No.
Because isn't this one you... Yeah. But my stream never dropped. So I don't know if it was like what... Whenever that he was... Because I remember seeing that and I was like, what is happening? Because the stream is not dropped. It's right here.
I assumed they were trying to find some of the stuff that they had in their notes to bring up or something, and that, mm-hmm. that it was about that. I didn't know what they needed to stall for, but I just, because nothing ever happened that was like, oh, that's what it was.
Yeah. Well, I know
that even later something happened where like they didn't have something ready.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Sorry, this... Okay, whenever... This is more about the cigarette thing, though. Whenever, because Lewis was like, get him out of my face, whatever. And he was like, put it... And Jamar was like, well, don't put him over here, because he was sitting on the other side of Ian. And Lewis was like, who are you more afraid of? Mm-hmm. Me or him? And this is whenever... It was like right around this time that Ian called Jamar Jared. And I was so confused. I was like, is his name, is that something they call him? because I don't know. I just saw the way that, like, I feel like they noticed, but nobody said anything. Because it would be kind of awkward to be like, you don't know his name and he's sitting right next to you. But surely they all know each other. Or, like, Jamar and Ian know each other, right?
I don't know.
Me either. Oh, and then the sing-along starts. To I'll Be There.
Oh, yeah, and no one can sing at all.
No, not a single fucking one of them.
I don't know. I didn't have anything to say about the sing-along, so...
Just that they did it and it wasn't good. But I enjoyed it just because I liked the sing-alongs.
Well, Lewis ended up stealing Ian's cigarettes, I guess. I didn't really see it. I just heard Ian saying, give me my cigarettes back. And then Lewis said that every time Ian insults him, he's going to break one of his cigarettes. And he broke one of his cigarettes in half.
That's so mean.
I haven't smoked a cigarette in a really long time. But I'm assuming, like, in New York now... Actually, I haven't looked at cigarette prices even anywhere. But I'm, like, certain that one cigarette has to be, like, more money than I would think.
Oh, probably.
Like... Definitely more than a Vuse battery.
Yeah. For sure. Absolutely. Because aren't the battery... Yeah. I know whenever... I was trying to think, guys. I know I bought cigarettes in New York the last time I was there. And the last time. The only time. And... But I know it was something fucking ridiculous. I was just like... What? Whenever he told me, I was like, huh? Because it's like, what we smoked at the time, they were like, maybe $6 if it was at a place that was a little more expensive here. And there it was like 15 something. And I was like, huh? Okay. I mean, okay, damn. But what?
Oh my God.
Fucking ridiculous. So that was very rude, Lewis. Stop breaking people's cigarettes. I mean, you're kind of helping him, but also you're just being an asshole.
I don't know why that came up. Jamar asked if it's illegal for children to watch child porn.
Because it's for them.
For them. That's way. Not. No.
What did he say?
He said that, but that's not okay. What it is.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, what did I fuck up now? Yeah, because I remember that. It was like, because it says it's for them. No, it's really not. It's really for no one.
But that made Lewis start talking about this 13-year-old girl pussy that he can still smell to this day.
Don't ever say that again on a podcast, Lewis. It's so weird.
Those are thoughts we keep to ourselves, Lewis.
Exactly. Think it all you want to. Whatever. Whatever. But don't say it anymore.
No. It was so gross. Ugh. Because he took a big whiff and he goes, yeah, I can still smell it.
It's a problem. That makes me want to fucking puke right now.
Ugh. God, ugh. It's gross.
Ugh. I think it was Dave that said he should... Because he was like, is that illegal? Is that illegal thoughts? And Dave was like, you should be in jail for those thoughts.
Oh my gosh. Well, they brought up Jezelnik and like what happened to Jamar, I think, was asking what happened to him. And someone said he was butt fucked to death by dudes.
Whoops.
Sorry, it just cracked me up.
Yeah, because he was on some other podcast and just talking about it, whatever it was. And he says he starts talking about the article that he retweeted, which was the Seth Simons one. And he was like, I only knew one of the people like in this thing. And they're all like, it's Jay, it's Jay. What if he wasn't even thinking Jay? And Jay was like, oh, we're pretty good friends. And Justin like, had no idea.
Yeah, I don't remember who else was listed in the article or named in the article.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
I don't think I even read it.
No.
My next thing is a quote, and I don't remember what it was about, so I was hoping you would say something that would spark the memory.
Oh no, what?
Well, if I say it, okay, I don't know. Lewis said something fucking weird or stupid, I don't know, and Ian said, is this like another one of your 13-year-old good girl pussy, 13-year-old pussy riddles?
Oh, well, I'm here to say no, I don't know what that is about. So sorry, I tried. I was kind of hoping it was going to be a quote, because the next quote that I have says, you should have spit on that baby's dick. But it's about the airplane.
Oh.
But now I don't know what. I don't remember what.
I don't know. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
after the Jeselnik thing for me, this is when Lewis asked to bring up, I'm not exactly sure what he was looking for, maybe just a list of Nazi traits, or if he was looking for like a quiz to say like, are you a Nazi or whatever, because it was that. And then they start talking about Jews and self-hating Jews, which led Lewis to talking about on an airplane. There was a Hasidic Jewish family, I guess. They had the seats in the plane all fucked up. Sitting in the wrong spot. Changing a baby just in the seat of the airplane, not in the bathroom. Just already fucking weird. And that's whenever Jamar said something about you should have spit on the baby's dick.
Ugh. That was disturbing. Mm-hmm. Especially when you said it for some reason.
I said it twice and I didn't like it either time.
But then, so Jamar asked what Hasidic Jew babies look like. And Lewis was saying that they're so cute and like told them to bring up a picture. And before Lewis said this, like the whole time that, like from the second they put the picture up, I was like, that's just Halloween costumes.
Yes. They were talking about their hats and all their accessories and such. And it's fucking idiots.
But Lewis ended up saying that later, so.
Sorry, my next thing just says Black Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have anything to say about it.
No, just me either.
Black Jesus, there he is. Yep. There was a Tupac Jesus.
Yeah.
Lewis said one of them looked like the, I believe he said the lead, I don't know, somebody in the band, the head PE. And I was like, I actually know who that is, surprisingly. And, but I only know one song from them, and it's a very rapey song.
Oh, okay. I don't think I know what that is.
It's like, it's, I've showed you the song before that I'm thinking of, because I know I've posted it on Twitter and surely my Instagram story before.
Oh.
It's just a very ridiculous rapey song. I don't know about if they're all like that. I don't know if they're a rape band. They only write songs about rape.
There was a video of gay people fighting.
Yeah. And was it really gay people or was it just the one gay person? I couldn't tell if the big guy was gay or not. The one with the cane or whatever.
Oh, I don't know. But was the other one even gay?
I don't know that he was gay, but he was definitely wearing women's clothing.
I know, but like...
He very well could have not been gay. He
could have been trans.
True.
Could have been just a cross-dresser.
Could have been laundry day.
You never know.
And then, so Paul is the one who... like brought this video to the table, and literally right, like they're yelling at each other because the one guy calls the black guy the N-word, and obviously he's gonna get upset about it, and so they start like fighting and stuff, and then right as like the guy, the bigger guy with the cane, like goes to like use this cane as a weapon, the fucking video stops. And they're all shitting on Paul, being like, why would you bring that to us? Why would
Lewis you give that got so serious. He was like, why would you do that?
You're giving me actual blue balls right now.
I had blue balls.
Me too. I wanted to at least know what happened. my next thing is just really about the book that Lewis brought.
Okay.
Did you have anything else?
Just, I couldn't really believe that Jay blew his cigarette smoke in Lewis's face just because Dave said so.
That is just disrespectful as fuck.
It is.
It's one thing if you're, like, if it's just, like, traveling into someone's face, that still sucks and, like, still don't do that, but also, what can you do? And but, like, just to straight up blow it in his face. Yikes. Do you think Jay was just showing off because his daughter was there?
I don't know. I think he thought it would be funny, but like, I think they were underestimating how actually annoyed Lewis was by the cigarette smoke. Like, maybe they thought he was playing it up. Because you know how he plays up being angry?
Mm-hmm.
I think he was genuinely upset about it.
Yeah, but it's just so rude, cigarette smoke. Like, to blow it in someone's face? Ugh, that's just disgusting and rude. Jason, quit it. Relax.
But yeah, the book.
I didn't really write a whole lot down about the book because I wasn't going to sit there and break the whole fucking thing down. If you want to know a lot about it, go watch Decision of Skanks. He read the whole book. But so
it was a long one.
It was a long one. So many words.
I don't know if I could have done it.
I'm so proud of him for getting through the whole thing. But obviously it's a book to babies. But they're just talking about like the babies are taught to be racist or to not be racist. I understand the point of the book. I get it. But also, I don't know.
It's idiotic.
Yeah. I agree.
I think one of them said, shouldn't this be a book to the parents?
Exactly. If the whole thing is about teaching your kids not to be racist, maybe it should be for the adults.
Maybe you just lead by example. I don't think you need to indoctrinate them.
Yeah, just don't be a racist asshole.
Yeah. Wolfie didn't want to get into the book. I don't really have anything else to say about it. And the next thing would be Marilyn Manson.
What a mess of a man. So he's being sued for rape, which is a strange thing to be sued for. But because I guess the statute of of libertarians.
The statute of liberty.
So sorry. Only to Alex. Everybody else can fuck off. It would be up. So she's suing him. And Dave was like, I'm suing you for rape for $200.
Oh, God.
I was gonna say that they were just talking about how Marilyn Manson should have died at like 30 instead of being an old man, because it's this Marilyn Manson thing. It just doesn't work for an old man.
Yeah. I enjoyed when they went looking through all the Marilyn Manson pictures to find when he was cool, and they couldn't find any evidence of him being cool. But Jay was just like, cool, cool, super cool.
Yeah, there was not one picture that I saw that I was like, oh, okay, I can see why he would think that was cool. All of them, I'm like, what's wrong with you? Are you okay?
He was like the male Lady Gaga before Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Just like, what? A meat suit?
What's going on here?
Sorry.
gotcha?
It's a quote and I really enjoyed it.
Oh no.
Jamar was like, is he the one who ate the bat? And then Dave eventually said, one of them, Marilyn Manson ate a bat and we all gotta wear masks.
He caused COVID. So we should all sue him then.
For $200.
$200 for each person.
On the just board. You, just you and me, because we're the only ones who heard this.
Whenever Jay was talking about that Marilyn Manson should have died sooner, and how they were talking about how he still like goes out and performs or whatever. Because they showed the video of, like, the set pieces falling on him because he's a fat fuck now and he's not, shouldn't, I mean, chances are it should have been able to hold him up.
It didn't look like he was supposed to climb on it. Like, the base was, like,
either
on wheels or something.
Yeah, it looked very unstable.
Yeah.
But Jay, no, Dave. He was saying that it annoyed, like, whenever old gangster rappers continue to tour rap or whatever, it bothers him too. He's like, just give it up, man. You got your money, go home.
Yeah.
Check it. Yeah, I agree. Just relax.
I don't know. Do what you want to do. I don't care. You old and you want to still be a gangster rapper? Go ahead.
Fucking do that shit.
If people are still buying the tickets.
Right. Get it. Fucking get it.
Oh, they brought up Ice Cube, I think. I think it was Ice Cube. And they were talking about how fat he was.
Yeah.
And I think it was Jamar that said Iceberg.
Yes.
And, like, no one laughed. And Lewis was like, this audience sucks. And there was some mouthy bitch in the audience arguing with Lewis about it.
Oh, my God.
You're like, you said something mean about an audience member, aren't you?
Do you want to go down this path?
I don't know who it was. Who cares? I don't really know exactly what she said. I was exaggerating.
Yeah, I just heard her yapping in the back.
Yeah. It was weird. Like, okay, lady.
It's silly to me. It's people who, like, especially at, like, a podcast taping or recording or whatever, like, if they don't specifically ask for your involvement, just shut the fuck up. Why are you speaking?
I see people, not necessarily here, but I see people, like, talking
to them.
Yes, in the background.
Yes, they're, like,
sitting at home talking to their phone. Because I talk to the podcast all the time, but I'm at home looking at my phone. But they're just sitting there in the background. You can see them, like, saying something in response to them. You can't even hear them, which is a good thing, but it's like,
yeah.
Who is that for, mister?
It would be so, like, nerve-wracking to go watch Legion of Skanks live. I would, there the whole time, I would just be sitting there, like, first of all, I would try my hardest to not sit and right in front of the camera. Like, ugh, I want to sit in the corner somewhere.
But they would sit you right up there, because you're hot. And that's what they do. Ugh.
We got assigned seats and shit now.
They would hide me in the shadows. They'd be like, you can sit under that table in the corner.
Please, under the table.
they put a really long tablecloth over.
And every so often you just see, like, you peeking out of the bottom of under the table, trying to check out the show.
One of the one of the interns is like, hey. Get back under there.
Just kicks you in the forehead. Get under there.
I can see that happening.
I'm sure that's exactly how it would go.
It would go that way. And then I just have to listen to them talking about how hot you are while I'm hiding under the tablecloth.
Forcefully.
Kicked in the face.
Aww. Stop kicking my friend in the face. I will cause a fucking scene right now. Let her sit with me.
Ian also cracked me up when they pointed out that he was blowing the weed smoke away from him.
But not like Ian was like,
I'm not being a little bitch about it.
Weed smoke is different, though. But whenever the, like, because this is kind of whenever it got, like, a little heated. Ian called him he was like, you fucking drug addict. I was like, whoa.
Wow.
Which, I mean, yes, but whoa. Relax. Everybody chill.
Not that. Why did they bring up pictures of Jay? Because I have something about one of the pictures that I wanted to say, but I can't remember why they were looking at pictures of Jay. Like, trying to see when he was cool or something. It did have something to do with when Marilyn Manson was cool and when Jay was cool.
Maybe. Because they showed one of his, like, headshots that was just, I think, was that in this episode?
Yes.
Okay.
They showed one of his headshots, and it kind of blew my mind because I swear to God, he looks exactly like Fat Elvis in that picture. And
I knew that's exactly where this was going. And as you guys know, Elvis is my dad, so.
And Jay is your dad.
And Jay is my dad. And my sister's dead. Straight up killed herself. Speaking of 13-year-old. Just kidding.
Hers probably doesn't smell good now.
Oh, surely not. Oh my god. Okay, well. My ears are hot.
I'm hot. Found out Lewis sweats at everything. It's his reaction to everything is to sweat.
Same, apparently.
Sweat and cry. You guys are two peas in a pod.
My eyes are sweaty sometimes. What did I say earlier?
Not crying, my eyes are sweating.
What did I say earlier that we were fucking dying?
You said your eyes are so much crying, but then when I tried to say it, I said your ears.
Oh no. Just end it, or just fucking, oh no. I'm gonna end it all. Me. My life.
That's not.
I'm just kidding, guys. I'm fine, really.
I think one of the sisters is enough.
I'm sorry. Are you ending? Is this how
you're
ending?
Yes, I'm done. I'm done with the episodes. I'm sorry.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry to you, but to everyone else who watched this horseshit or listened to it, you're welcome.
Go to Patreon. Bye.